Hello and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters, day 489. How are we all doing?
I need another shower.
This will be your 15th of the day.
Third, I was just going to say third of the day.
You can't stay out of
it. I don't know why I bother.
No, I don't. Right, let me refresh the chat. Hello, Mike. No, that's cheating. It's Renee. Congratulations,
no,
Renee.
No, it's not cheating.
I got told it was the other day.
Maybe a little bit.
Just a smidgen. Oh, hello, Renee. Hello, Tony. Hello, Tracy. I know you were first, Mike. Bless you. Hello, Kim. Hello, Alex. How are we all doing? It's hot. Where's Izzy? Let's get Izzy out.
Izzy.
Poor Izzy's probably exploded. Oh, Izzy, let's have a look. 103. Oh, it's bad in here. It's bad. But apparently it's going to be warmer tomorrow. I'm hoping they're as wrong as they usually are. Have you noticed when they're wrong, they're never wrong in my favour?
Mm.
They're always wrong in the fact of it's hotter than they said it was going to be. You see, they're lying. Look, yesterday it said it was going to get to Monday and then the temperatures were going to drop. Today, they're saying it's 27. They're lying. But now, they're saying on Wednesday and Thursday, it's going to be 28. So they're lying.
There you
lie,
go.
Lie.
Tracy says, fill the bath and keep dipping into it when you need to.
Oh, that's not a bad idea. That actually appeals. Not that I can broadcast from there. Most unfortunate. I wonder if it had the same effect if you put ice in a bucket and put your feet in it.
I don't know.
I shall try that. I will try it and let you know. Mm. Oh, so what have you been up to? I've just been trying to stay alive. That's today, that was the objective. Just stay alive. However, Tracy should find this out first. We are all marooned up to last night. Oh, she is on the ball. There's a slight matter of 175 blog posts to do, but I'm on it. They're actually ready to push the publish button on. But it could take a while because 175 of them. But I'm getting there. Oh, it's so nice. When I look in Notion and everything says complete, complete, complete.
Well, the big news here.
You've got big news?
Well, I haven't. Oh. But the big news from this country is that Javid's got COVID.
Javid, COVID. There's a gag in there somewhere.
Is there?
Yeah, no. Definitely. Oh, he is a Muppet. He is a total Muppet. If anybody has forgotten who... Is it Sajid?
Yeah,
Sajid,
I think it's
Javid.
Sajid, isn't it? Sajid Javid.
That's the fella.
Him.
Yeah, he's the health secretary. And he's just tested positive for COVID. I'll just wait for you to stop laughing and then we can carry on. The last one also had COVID. The last health secretary had COVID. So maybe it's a rite of passage. Who's to know? Could be doing with the fact, I'm now looking at the BBC News site, I should definitely not go there. But now I'm looking at the BBC News website, I can see he's actually carrying his mask around with him. Do you think somebody needs to tell him you actually need to wear it?
Yeah.
And what the hell is COVID toes? The world's gone mad.
COVID toes?
Yeah, there's a girl here that says I've got COVID toes and it's left me unable to wear shoes. 13-year-olds unable to walk. Basically, they look black. That's not good. The Department of where? Oh, podiatry. This is why that they're playing, what is it they're saying? Rough and loose, something like that. With kids, that girl's 13 and everyone's saying, oh, it's nothing if you're a child. Well, clearly it is. Now she can't walk. Oh, this is why I shouldn't
Renee's
look at the
wife
website.
Has COVID toes.
Hmm?
Renee's wife has had COVID toes.
Oh, no. Is it painful? I don't think she... She said she can't wear shoes, but it looks kind of quite dark, like the skin's really dark. But the amount of different things that come from COVID. We've got people with long-term lung damage, all kinds of different things. And they're still saying, oh, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. So how long's he got to... oh, no, he's had his two jabs. Oh, God. So he's actually had his two jabs and now he's got COVID. He's a walking advert for having the jab, isn't he?
Yeah.
Tell me again why we bother to have the jabs. And then you get COVID anyway. Can I tell them about that friend of ours who got pinged? I won't name names. But there's somebody that we know who... Do we know if they've had jabs? We don't, do we? But either way, what was funny was what they actually said about being pinged and why they shouldn't have been pinged.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we don't know if they've had the jabs or not.
We assume they have
because they've had a transplant. So, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So, I would have assumed this person had had two jabs and gets the ping. Now, the thing is, this is the ping from the NHS app, which has pinged over 500,000 people this week. So that explains why the bins are being emptied. Couldn't make this stuff up. So she gets pinged and her daughter gets pinged. And she's so they've got to self-isolate for 10 days. Now, you're wondering how we know this, aren't you? That's because she was out walking the dog. But that's a whole different business. The guidelines on whether you can or cannot take exercise and walk the dog, if you've been told to self-isolate, are a little bit muddy. Well, possibly one advice was before the second advice, but it's not dated, so we don't know which advice applies. Anyway, she tells Mike to back off. The dogs are sniffing at each other and Mike's legging it with Lola. And she said, I don't know why we've got pinged. We've not met up with anybody. We've only been out to the Arndale.
She's also had COVID.
And she's had COVID as well. So apart from the two jabs and already had COVID... if you're wondering what the Arndale is, it's a shopping centre. So think one of the biggest malls you've got in the States, and it's that. But she can't imagine why she's been pinged. And I'm like, head desk. But then when you see the health secretary at it, what can you do? Okay,
right.
Let's have a look at the chat. Alex is hot as well.
It's an iPad Pro.
What is?
Tony's.
Oh, cool.
Yes,
cool.
Let's put it in the chat.
Right, I'll have a look. I'm liking Kim's idea of a cold cloth around the neck. I'm possibly sitting in a bath up to my neck in water. That would work as well. Okay. Renee's been trying to download the scene creator from yesterday. It's so big. I had much better luck with the second one, Renee. It's much faster. So what you get in the PDFs are a load of links, but the first links are for Mediafire, and that's really slow. The second set of links, I can't remember the title of them. Let's have a look. PDF Expert. Mediafire. What's it? DigitalOcean. Download them from DigitalOcean. It's way faster. I've got the whole lot now. So work can now start. Oh, Kim, that's terrible. Neighbour died of COVID last week. I thought you were getting... I thought the figures were such that virtually everyone, was... vaccinated. That is shocking. Oh, Tony has a new iMac. Awesome. And four people in Renee's vicinity have died. This is just going, it's going from bad to worse, isn't it? Oh, Renee, that's awful. It went away, but it's still visible. The girl's feet look kind of very dark. But this is why I don't understand people. We've got another friend who has two children. Let me think. The boy has just left primary school, so he's 11. And the girl is 12, I think. And she was sent home from school with COVID. So they did a test and she'd actually got COVID. And the family weren't overly concerned. And then you read this thing about this 13-year-old with her black feet. Is that the problem? She says she got lumps on the bottom of the feet, which make it hard to stand up and she can only wear flip-flops. Your feet get swollen and you get blisters all over them. And they go from pink to purple really quickly. It sounds like a circulation issue. But I'll put the picky in, so as long as you're not eating. In fact, they're not that bad. They just look really dark. But if that's a thing, you'd try and avoid COVID, surely. Instead of sending kids to school. Ooh, Space Grey. One of my favourites, that. Hello, Dee. You see, Tracy's got it better weather than we have. 24, balmy, gentle, cool breeze. Can I just say, it's supposed to be 27, but actually, what's that in What's 102? I can't even see this. I think it's about 42. So 42, which is better than the predicted 50, but 42, no breeze whatsoever. It's hideous. It would be better if I chose to do what Lola's doing, which is she's got this spot in front of the kitchen window and it's nice and cool. And it's so funny to see her there because that was Mayor's spot. From the day he arrived, that was his favourite spot. And back then, it was before we had the double glazing put in, and we had an extractor fan in the window, and it was underneath that he would sit. And this particular day, Mum was cooking lamb, and he's outside sleeping away. He smells this lamb, and it was like, if anyone remembers the Bisto Kid advert, it was like that. He's sniffing, and he's following the smell where it came from. Never had lamb in his life before, but he wasn't leaving the kitchen till he got some. Mum was his favourite when she was cooking. Oh, do we have a carrot picture? I need to see the carrot picture. Uh, 90% vaccinated, so much for the herd immunity. Well, Kim, if you think about what we've just said about the UK, the health secretary's had two jabs and he's got it anyway. Why bother? Plus the fact, you know, does that mean that he wasn't being careful because he'd been jabbed? I would love to know what the figures are for the people who are getting COVID. How many have been vaccinated and how many haven't? Because if you've been vaccinated and then you get another dose of COVID on top of that, it could do one or two things. It could either be a negative because you've already had two jabs, or it could actually be like a booster. But either way, I wouldn't be running around catching it just on the off chance. Maybe he wasn't being careful, I don't know. But, you know, if he could just go away and let's have another health secretary that realises that opening up on Monday is a really, really, really bad idea, that would be good. But I don't think we're going to get that. I think it's too late. And I see we've now got COVID in the Tokyo Olympic Village, so that's going well as well. And they've actually had to close the tube lines in London, that's the underground, because all the staff have been pinged. Everybody's basically taking the summer off over here. That's what's going to happen. There's going to be no bins emptied or anything. Oh. Renee's going to try tomorrow from Digital Ocean. I would. I managed it no problem at all. So if you can't get it, I could always put it somewhere for you. But those links worked instantly for me, and they were really quick as well. There was one item that I had to get from the other one, Mediafire, and it was because the link in the PDF was broken. So I thought, well, I'm not going to be able to download that, so I'll have to go back to the other one. So I went back to the other one. It did download it. It was 2.8 gig, but it took about an hour and a half. So I just left it doing it. But the other ones download really quick. So what I was doing was I'm downloading via Vivaldi. So I click on like six items and it was downloading about 12 gig in about a minute and a half. So it was fine. It was fine. Guess it's going to depend on your internet. Even vaccinated, you can get COVID. The job's not magical. Well, the thing is, Renee, over here, they're trying to sell it to us as though it is. But so many times people have caught COVID and then said, but I've been double jabbed. I've already had the double jab. So if that's right, and then the double jab people are going abroad, this'll go on for longer. I can't understand why we've not just nuked foreign holidays for a couple of years. Because it would have the added bonus that the businesses in this country, some of which have already gone under, but the ones that are struggling on, you'd be spending your money here. And the other countries wouldn't lose out because they'd all have to holiday at home as well. Instead of which, we've got people screaming because they've been to France and while they've been away, the rules have changed. Basically, they can't come home. They can, but they've got to self-isolate and they've got to or do the quarantine-y thing. And people are peeved. And I thought, well, who thought it was a good idea to go on holiday this year? Abroad. Just saying. But yeah, people do tend to shout a lot over here, over things like that. Although I did say to Mike, I'm not sure if it's the actual people or the papers. Because you know what our media's like. not a brain cell to share between them. So it's always the Daily Express and the Daily Mail that are moaning about foreign holidays. They don't bother talking about that in the Star, because no one who buys that can afford a holiday. But that's how it's going on over here. Don't sell it as magical if it's not. And if you're saying it would make the impact of catching it less, then great. But do emphasise that just because you've been double jabbed doesn't mean that you don't have to be careful, because you still have to be careful, but they're not saying that. There's no logic to any of this, is there? None whatsoever. SEQCQ Deb. What else have I got going on here? Looks like chilblains. I've never seen chilblains, but if that's what they look like, they do just look like quite dark, don't they? But then it's not, what she's saying is she's got lumps and bumps underneath and she can't put shoes on. And again, he said it's a child and the poor thing can't dance, can't play games. Why did we risk it with the kids? I really don't know. And how many kids are affected? Tracy has cool evenings till August. So is it kind of like Indian summer for you, where it gets warmer? I'm hoping this goes away, just totally goes away. Forever, never comes back. We've literally got, Tracy wouldn't believe this if we took a picture, we've got a blue sky, not a cloud in sight. It looks like someone's photoshopped it. We never have that. This is Manchester. It rains every day, but not this summer. Lovely. Do you remember back in April, we were marvelling over Paul, who had snow in Ohio in April? Oh, I wish it was like that now. Imagine if we had snow now, that would be news, wouldn't it? That would definitely be news. You think people will self-isolate? No, I don't. I think they are selfish beyond all belief. When this started, there was a committee put together. We have a thing in the UK called COBRA. I know, you couldn't make this up either. A Cabinet Office Briefing Room. So COBR, and then they stuck an A on it for COBRA because it sounded cool. And COBRA is like a meeting that's put together. It's a body that's put together. It's usually half the cabinet. And then the leaders of whatever. So if it was an electricity problem, they'd have the leaders of the electric boards in. So they put together this COBRA committee for the COVID thing. And they said they had to leave space for behavioural psychologists. And I remember thinking, oh, what? And it was, they'll predict what people will do. And I remember sitting there thinking, it's a global pandemic. People are dying. All we need to do is contain it. All they've got to do is stay home. Why waste, you know, seats at the table for a behavioural psychologist? Because what are they going to tell you? Now I get it. People cannot sit on their sofa and watch the TV. That's people's problems. And I said to Mike, and he totally burst out laughing because he knows my feelings. But it was one more of these, but I want to go on holiday. And I'm like, you can go on holiday, but just do it here. So it was one of these whining people. And I said to Mike, thank God this is only a global pandemic and not a world war. Because I honestly don't, what must it have been like for our ancestors in the war, where it was a blackout in the evenings? You didn't have the internet. Seriously, you probably had a radio if you were lucky. And people coped. They didn't have any food. It was rationing. And all people are complaining about now, I mean, there's a worldwide shortage of water, I'll grant you. That's probably because we bought most of it. That's because we didn't have any last week. But generally speaking, you know, if we couldn't have water, then I'd just have to boil it out the tap. At least we've got some, right? But people are moaning about things like foreign holidays. And when you look back and see how bad it was in the war, I have no idea how people coped with that for 5 years. Because people can't cope without the internet and a foreign holiday for 5 minutes. Now I get why we have behavioural psychologists. They need to be on these committees to explain how morons will behave. So they have a very important job because the country's full of morons. Oh, check out the Costco Mail air conditioning unit. Oh, Virgin's upset Tony. Virgin does pretty well here, but I believe it's geographic with Virgin. We've got friends in, I think it's Harrogate. And their internet's absolutely terrible. So I think Virgin, the quality of a Virgin connection depends on where you are. And we're not that far from one of their main depots, about 3 miles away it is, as the crow flies. So assuming that the cable flies the same way, we do very nicely. Shall I do a speed test and see where we're at today? Shall I do that? Because Saturday it's going to be slow. It's going to be slow on Saturday because everyone's on online. Oh, so you think the TNP server's closest, do you? Whatever. Let's do a test. Oh, that's quite fine. Keep going, keep going, keep going. Up you go, up you go. Always doing quite nicely. 900 and odd. There we go. 940. And what's the uplink like? Not bad. That usually tops out at about 52 up. Oh, I wish it was 936 up. There you go, 52 up. So it's not bad today, considering it's a Saturday. I've seen it slower, a lot slower. So I will check out the Costco mail. I don't think I looked at this week's, but I'll find it. Tracy says, usually you get scorching heat during the day from mid-July to beginning of September. The evenings are reasonable until August. And there'll be a few hot nights in August, but not that many. Usually go somewhere cool from the 7th to the 25th to escape. That's a good plan. You see, if I wanted it cold, where would I escape to? Oh, Manchester. Ah, already there. This is unseasonably warm for us, so we can definitely do without it. Renee says, they're whining about how they deserve their holidays. It's rubbish. You want your holiday too, but you can do without it for however long it takes. Well, that was my attitude. There are places that you can go that you are allowed to go here. I mean, England isn't short. And I say England, and I do mean England rather than the UK, because Wales, Northern Ireland and Scotland, which are the other countries in the UK, all have their own different rules. So I don't think it's wise where in Wales it's really, the levels of COVID are really low, for people from England where it's rampant to go visiting. So just within England, I'm not saying you could go to Scotland. I mean, lovely though that would be, they probably wouldn't let you in. But there's plenty of places that you can go. It doesn't have to mean that you don't have a break. But even if it did, even if it meant no holidays full stop, you've got to stay in your house, that is not comparable to what people had to put up with during the war. I mean, my mum was, I think she was about 8 when war broke out, 8 or 9. And, you know, we're talking her education was disrupted. Everything was disrupted. And you were living on virtually no food. In the evenings, I mean, you weren't going out to the pub, were you? Because it was a blackout. And then spending half the night in the cellar. She absolutely, all these nights that she spent in the cellar, because there was an opportunity to be evacuated. And my gran said, no, we stay as a family. So these nights in the cellar were because there were bombing raids going on. Can you imagine that now? People literally can't just sit on their sofa for an evening. I feel so much less charitable towards people than I ever have before. I mean, even our friends are saying, well, we're getting it both barrels, aren't we? What are you doing this? What are you doing with that? Have you been jabbed? And you're like, what's it got to do with you? You know, are you going out? Why aren't you going out? Because I don't want black toes, bumps on my feet, or possibly be dead. If it's all the same with you. And if somebody can't understand that, then it's like, cross them off the friend list, be done. Honestly. I mean, we haven't even seen your mother, have we? Not surprisingly, really. She's in the middle of a world tour. Hillary's World Tour 2021. But she would say the same, I've not met that many people. And then Mike came in the other day. Right, I've not met that many people. So what she's doing is she's going in places when it's really, really quiet. Until Mike came in the other day and he had this big grin on his face and he'd spoken to his mother and I said, go on, where's she been now? And every single day the woman is out. Now, bearing in mind, she's heading to 80, so she needs to be careful, double jabbed or not. So he had this big grin on his face and he went, 25th wedding anniversary. I said, now how many people were at that? Just the two? No, about 50. I give up, I do.
It was supposed to have been last year, but because of COVID it got postponed.
And COVID's all sorted now, gone by Monday. There you go.
In her mind it is.
Did anybody tell the Health Secretary it was supposed to have been gone by Monday? Just asking. Oh, Is he taking time off work as well?
Oh, a good point was made this morning. This morning I was at a Catania meeting, and it was, you've had enough. She comes in, she has a biscuit.
Come on, settle down.
And then she comes in for more. Come on, settle down, good girl. So we had this Catania meeting to discuss the technical side of hybrid meetings, which a lot of circles are looking into doing. And obviously with me being on the technical team for the conference, I'm part of the technical team is basically carrying on in a kind of advisory capacity. So one of them mentioned that they had a meeting where they had a meal first, and then they, because normally they have the meal after the meeting, so they had the meal first and then they had the prayers and the admin and the chit-chat side, and that way the people who couldn't go physically to the meeting could join in afterwards. And somebody made the point about how could you have a dining meeting when we're actually in lockdown. And I said, well, hopefully it was when restrictions were lifted. If not, don't ask.
Don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah. So anyway, it turns out, no, they had this meal at the hotel, which is running at 50% capacity for social distancing purposes. So it was all legal and above board.
Oh, dear Lord. Yeah, and then if there's a breakout, an outbreak of COVID, at their age, what's it going to be like?
Yeah.
Kim's saying there's always stupid people. You're right, you're right. And so's Renee. I guess they were in the war, but I think in the war, in my mentality is, you know, if you've sat there with your curtains open, they'd probably shoot you. Which isn't a bad policy to bring back, to be honest.
Lola.
We're just never going to get beyond this. The way people are behaving, it'll just morph into, you know, you'll have another variant and then the vaccine won't work and they want to adjust the vaccine. Go on for years. But if people had adjusted, remember way back at the beginning when we started Marooned and it was like, oh, it might be as long as 6 weeks. I mean, Kim was spot on, right? She said 3 years right from the beginning. But other idiots were saying, you know, 6 weeks, 12 weeks, be fine. It would have been a whole lot better if it had been 12 weeks total lockdown, don't move, unless you're a key worker. While there were no variants to take off. But I really don't know where we're going with this, because I definitely don't see it sorting itself out by Monday. Irrespective of how the health secretary thinks it might, but there again, he's just caught COVID. So I wonder where he got it. I really do wonder where he got it, and I wonder if he's given it Boris, because Boris has been double jabbed and he's had COVID, but it wouldn't stop you getting it again. And would they admit it if he did? I honestly don't know if they would. England is beautiful to visit and go on holiday. There's so many beautiful places. We've got castles, we've got National Trust properties.
He's had the AZ jab.
The sea.
But I'm not allowed to comment on that.
No, leave it alone.
I'm just reporting facts.
I think there have been people who had Pfizer, though, who got reinfected. So I don't think it is particularly the type of jab you've had. It's just still something that could happen, which we all knew. But the health secretary, it makes you a laughing stock, doesn't it? It's like, this is the second health secretary we've had who got it. Half the government have had it, which does make you wonder, because they don't seem to do much, do they? So there are so many beautiful places to go. I totally agree with you. We used to holiday in the UK virtually all the time. And people would say, like, at school, there was this thing of like, oh, we went abroad, we went to Spain, which is like, oh, well, they're the idle rich because they've been abroad. There was a kind of cachet with going abroad. But then you forget all of the beauty that's where you are. And interesting things as well. I mean, I'm not one for lounging on a beach, which is just as well in this country. But we once went down to Stonehenge. We didn't actually, at the time, I think you could pay more and actually go up to the stones. But Mum was like, they're stones, well, I can see them from here. Pragmatic as ever, my mother. So she said, let's go and have a look at somewhere else. And I think we ended up at a place, and I can't remember. I know what it was called. Wookie Hole. Sounds like a Mac OS, doesn't it? Wookie Hole. I don't know if it was near the Blue John Mines, but it was called Wookie Hole. It was fantastic. I absolutely adored it. It was some kind of like cave network. But the thing that got me was there was a shop, and the shop was supplied by all the little craft shops that were around this place. And it was things like handmade paper. So beautiful writing paper, and you could get like a writing kit with this handmade paper in with a great watermark on it. It was fantastic. I absolutely loved that. You know, and if the alternative was anywhere, any beach, or in any country, just lounging there reading a book, I'd be bored stiff. I wanted to see things, learn things. We went to Windsor and we did the whole of Windsor. We toured everything. There was nothing we didn't see. And again, I remember that and it was fantastic. But would I actually remember that particular holiday in that particular year if all we'd done was lounge on the beach? And probably not. I mean, the one that makes me laugh was my granddad would never go on holiday. He just liked his home comforts. So I think he stayed home in this one, but my gran was quite happy to go on holiday. So she came on holiday with us and we went to the Isle of Wight. And the Isle of Wight's quite tiny, but there's a lot to see and do. There was Osborne Smith's waxworks, which was just fabulous. Really, really oldie-worldy stuff like the 1700s. It was fabulous. But the biggest thing on the Isle of Wight is called Black Gang Chine. And as the name implies, chine, it's like a valley. And we went in there. Oh, it was fantastic. Again, there was... You could have spent an entire fortnight there. It wasn't particularly like Disneyland, but there were rides and things and things for the kids, but on a much smaller scale than that. But the chine itself, you walk down to the chine. Now, I think there was some kind of ride thing. But the trick was, you know, you walk down to the chine. That was what everybody did. And you took your time. You know, there was no rush. And when you got down to the chine, there was... They'd done it out like a Western film. So it was like a Western village. There was like horses that you could sit on and shops that you could go into. And we adored it. Thing was, as we're walking down, I mean, walking down's not too bad. But Gran had very bad arthritis. So she was doing quite nicely, getting down there very, very slowly. And there was benches every sort of few hundred yards. So she had a quick break and then she carried on. You know, and we're getting down there, we're absolutely fine. It was only when we got to the bottom, Mum said to me, I don't know how we're going to get your gran back up again. And I thought, oh, she's right. It was a lot easier going down. So you went from the top of the cliff right down to the bottom of the cliff. But it was wonderful. I would much rather have gone there than just lounging on a beach. If lounging on a beach is your thing, great. But right now, you could lounge in our back garden, and it's hotter than it is in Spain, where Tracy is. Maybe we should open it up as a B&B, Mike.
Mm.
Yeah, we could have the health secretary visit, or maybe not. 3 years and we're only at 1.5. I know. It's unbelievable. And I think you were being conservative, Kim. I don't think you'd figured in the complete idiocy of people. Seriously. The idiocy knows no bounds here. It knows no bounds. All the things that people say, I want. So I want to do X. I want to go to X. When they say I want to, I'm like, oh, here it comes. And when you hear what it is, it's like, can you not just think that? Or my life. Okay, I won't bother. I would quite happily stay in here to save other people. But people can't even be seen to be saving themselves. Never mind other people. I don't understand it. So the more that it goes on, and the more stupid things you hear. I mean, I'm doing the shows and I'm putting them up. And there was one that one of the titles is 68 miles for a McDonald's. Do you remember that? Somebody decided in the midst of total lockdown to drive 68 miles from McDonald's. I wonder if a behavioural psychologist could explain that. Because to me, you're just like too stupid to have a brain. Clearly, there's no brain there. I mean, I wouldn't walk 6 yards for a McDonald's. We only went in there when we were absolutely direly desperate, weren't we? And to be honest, it was that bad. I don't think I'd go again. The milkshakes are grand. And the ice cream's grand, but the food, I wouldn't actually personally qualify it as food.
Elaine and Kim's travelling adventures.
Oh. Kim feels the biggest problem was COVID was already here long before we knew it. Well, Mike and I thought we'd actually had it. I still believe we did. We had this weird thing between Christmas and New Year 2019. And in terms of how would we get it that early? Well, it'd be church, where it'd be rife, and people coming back from Italy skiing. And we did have some people who did that at the church. And the symptoms were like a dry cough. I didn't feel particularly ill. I don't remember if I lost my sense of taste and smell. I honestly don't remember. But the cough was awful when you tried to lie down. It was literally, it kept you awake all night. And that was for about 3 days. And I was waiting because whenever I get like a sore throat or I'm coughing like that, and it's like a tickle in the throat, that always is the starting point. And the next symptom is it kind of goes to your nose, and then you're blowing your nose all the time. So I was waiting for it. And I'm saying to Mike, you know, you better get industrial amounts of tissues in. And I woke up the next day and it'd gone. Nothing. No symptom whatsoever. It just gone. And I said to Mike, that was the weirdest thing. And the same thing happened to Mike. And then when we went to church, we were saying about somebody getting a flu jab. And I obviously hadn't had a flu jab. Don't see the doctor. Never, ever. And this lady said, I don't know why I bothered, because I got it anyway. So I said, well, I had a sore throat. I said, but it didn't turn into anything else. It was the weirdest thing. And she said, that's exactly what we had. And she said, I couldn't understand why it didn't turn into anything else either. So it could well have been that we'd already had it way before. And there was a lady whose father, it was her husband or boyfriend, fiancé, who had been abroad and come back. I don't know if it was a skiing trip, I can't remember. It could well have been. And he came back and he came down with what was found later to be COVID. But she'd not heard of COVID at this time. So he came back and they just carried on as normal. She didn't catch it, but her father did. And then like 3 weeks after this guy had come back, her husband, he died with it. And then her father died with it, and he'd caught it off the son-in-law. And at the time, it was just like a respiratory issue. But I think they'd buried the pair of them. And she demanded months later, like 6 months later, some point last year, she demanded that these two be exhumed and actually be tested for COVID. And it was. They were both COVID. But the thing was, the husband came back end of October, early November. So Kim's quite right. How long was that rampant before we actually knew about it? Right, just let me catch up over here. Well, America's huge, isn't it, Kim? I guess there's loads to see over there. But we know people who've had like a huge family holiday and they've gone to America and they've gone the Grand Canyon and the whole works. But, you know, if you were to say, like, have you seen X in the UK? No. And I just think that's really sad. Oh, we should go on holiday together, Kim. Shall we buy a 10-year diary to plan that? Because obviously a year and a half in, not happening in the next 18 months, is it? Always on the move, eating all the local foods, exhausted at night, sleep like a baby. Don't care if you speak the language or not. Talk to the locals about where to go and you always have fun. Yeah, it might not be a best idea taking me though, might it? You know what we're like for holidays. Disaster usually strikes. You'll notice that the sinkhole was a little bit late this time. Maybe the hole was there and nobody knew it and it did happen in a holiday. I wonder how they're doing with that. I've banned Mike from going up there to have a look because I don't want him and Lola disappearing into said sinkhole. Because if you remember, a few months ago, there was a place close by and they had a sinkhole and a car went into it. And while they'd got the fire engine there trying to get this car out, a house fell into it. So, yeah, you're banned, Mike. Don't go up there yet. Oh, that would be a good podcast, wouldn't it? Lane and Kim, Travelling Adventures. I'm liking that. We have to sort it out. You might need extensive insurance, Kim. Let's just say that. Oh, Tony says McDonald's milkshakes are made with starch potatoes. Well, whatever they're made of, they actually taste quite palatable. Obviously, if I knew what was in them, that might put me off totally. But I have happy memories of stopping at McDonald's and we get 4 shakes. One for me, one for Mike, one for Mum, and one for Maya. And he always wanted mum's because she had strawberry. But we didn't give him anything. And Mike had chocolate, didn't you? But I had vanilla and the dog had to have vanilla because we could get it out of his fur easier. Oh, but he loved mum's. He was... I'm sure hers is different and it's a different colour. Don't they say dogs see in black and white? Because I don't believe it. Not for 1 minute. If you said to Maya, leave that red shirt alone, he'd pick the red one every time. It's as though he knew. Oh... No, we're not having COVID at MacBites headquarters. It's not happening. No, we're not having a MacBites variant. It was just weird. You know, normally we would get a cold and we would get flu from church because you can't help it. You know, you're giving out the wine, you're giving out the host. You can't help it. No matter how many times you wash your hands, it's going to happen. But that one was just so weird. If that was it, we breezed through it. And I'd have to say it was, because it was all in the throat. You lost a camper on the subway. Oh, Kim! I've never done that myself, but I did sit and witness something that I just found hysterical. At Mass, the local brownie... what's a brownie? Is it a brownie... oh, it's a pack, isn't it? A brownie pack. The brownies. I think. Do you have like Girl Guides or something like that? The brownies are the younger version of the Girl Guides, and there's now a younger one than that. The rainbows. It's ridiculous. It's all these age groups. The rainbows are the babies. Then we've got the brownies, and then we've got the Girl Guides. So the brownies are between about probably about 6 and 10. The brownies. So the local brownie pack. Every fourth week, come to Mass. Hardly any of them are Catholic, but they come to Mass and they do the tea and coffee afterwards. And then they can donate the proceeds from it to wherever they want. So they actually have Brown Owl with them. This is not a feathered bird. This is their leader. The leader of the pack is called Brown Owl. So Brown Owl would come with them. And because there were so many of them, they had to have like a senior person with every 8 of them or whatever. So usually there'd be at least 2 there. The Catholic ones had the option of going into Little Church. Little Church is like when the Mass is happening, the children can go in and like colour pictures in and stuff. They learn the same thing. It's the same story of the day. But the way that it's done via like, you know, interpretive dance or colouring in or something. So one of them had gone in. So one of the ladies had taken the Catholic brownies in there. That left this other lady. So although the ones that were left weren't Catholic, they were going to go up for a blessing when we did the host. So the Eucharist time came round and everybody went up in that. And Brown Owl, now bear in mind, there's two benches in front of us, 2 pews in front, and it was full of brownies. So we're on the 3rd pew. And she comes back, Brown Owl, and she sits down. And then she stands up and she looks over the top of the brownies. And she goes white. And she stands up again and she looks again. And the next I see, she's doing the pointy-fingered count. She'd only lost a brownie. She was absolutely petrified. I mean, how do you lose a brownie in a closed church? But she lost one. So I thought, well, I didn't see one go. You know, they all went up and then
I counted them all in and yeah, counted them all out.
Exactly. You go round, you have to then go behind the... It's like a one-way system, so it'd be very difficult to lose one. Well, she's panicking. She gets to the panic stage. She counts them 3 times and she's still lost one. So then she's asking round, has anybody seen a brownie? And this is in the middle of the Eucharist, you know, the highest spot of the Mass. She'd only gone to the toilet. She eventually did find her. It's probably a heart-stopping moment, isn't it, Kim? Tony went to Rome for Valentine's, and to be honest, you don't know anything about COVID until you landed in Rome. And they had measures in place, then screening people before they left. Oh, no, we didn't bother with any of that here. That's what I don't understand. We didn't test people on the way in or out. I mean, particularly in. Not until, like, last September. It was... Barking mad. Oh, Renee's got a McDonald's. A Mac Drive. I'm liking that. A Mac Drive. A mile from here. But at least 10 years since you've been there. Oh, a fillet of fish. They did used to do a breakfast in a bun, but I couldn't eat that because of the bun. So, no, way before I had the problem with gluten intolerance, I did have a cheeseburger. But, you know, I look back to it and the taste wasn't bad, but the texture was like cardboard. So maybe not. Maybe not for that. I don't think I'd do it again. Let's put it like that. Dee's not happy with you, Mike. Lack of unicorns.
Yes, I've seen it.
We'll make up for it. We will. We'll make up for it. Is Brown Owl the person's name or a title? It's a title. So I don't think, because the children are so young, 6 to 10, they don't like call it like Brown Owl Mavis. It's literally just Brown Owl. I think it makes it easier for the children as well if Brown Owl changes. So they had a Brown Owl for years and she actually retired. So she stayed on for a year to hand over to the new Brown Owl. So it was easier for the children to just accept that, you know, Brown Owl was retiring and there was going to be a new Brown Owl. So our Brown Owl is now, oh, what's her name?
Justine.
So yeah, she's quite young. She could be there a long time. But it's a title. And there is, what's the second one in command? It's not like just Deputy Brown Owl, is it? Isn't it Fawn Owl or something? I think it could be different colours of owl. But I was never a brownie, so I don't know. And I was in the Girl Guides for about 2 minutes. the Honourable Motherland of the Great State of Unicornia. I'm loving that, Dee. Is that something from 1985? Don't forget 1985 in 13 minutes. Oh, everything from 1985. Snowy Owl, that's the one. I knew it was colours. Well, who's Fawn Owl then? Is that now in charge of the rainbows? I don't know about the rainbows because they're so tiny, they're babies. They don't come into church. They're only about 3 to 5, I think, or 3 to 6. They're very, very young. But no, I didn't do the brownie thing. That was because we moved to that hellhole of a village where there was a bus once a fortnight. So they didn't have things like brown owls and guides. They did have guides, actually.
Some packs have a tawny owl as well.
I knew tawny came into it somewhere. Maybe they're just like the helper owls. What a conversation! No, I didn't do the brownie thing. I didn't. I was far too interested. This won't come as a great surprise to you. Reading books. Yes.
Is brownies just a UK thing?
I thought it was, but I don't know. What is it they have in the States where they make the cookies? Isn't that like the guides? And they go around doing cookie sales. We'd have no idea what it's actually called. do you realise I've not even set this up tonight in our DJ system to sort this out?
No.
I better sort that out before other things, and then I get accused by Dee, don't I?
You've
that
got
I'm saying I'm not
11
ready,
minutes.
I've got forever, I know.
Oh, they have brownies and scouts in the US.
Oh, I did not know that. Girl Scout, that's the one. No, we don't have Girl Scouts here, but there is another one, isn't there? Which was the one Gareth was in?
Deb's daughter was in the guides in Australia.
Oh, the guides go that far?
Yeah.
What was the one Gareth was in?
I don't know.
Territorial Army. Is it the Sea Scouts? No, is it the Sea Scouts? It's more naval. They go out on boats and stuff and do, like, yomping. It's way too practical for my liking. Oh, so you do have brownies. That's fantastic. We have another one, the Sea Scouts. And the Sea Scouts is more... I wouldn't say preparing people for the military, but it's certainly way more practical than the guides or the scouts. And they provide, like, a guard of honour at the church when we do Remembrance Sunday in November. And they're all in uniform, the lot. They are really smart. But they do more kind of outward bounds things, the Sea Scouts. Yes, and there's girls and boys in the Sea Scouts, which is I like that. I like that, Tracy. And they're always very, very respectful. They seem to take it very seriously. Yes, it's they, Scouts. Right, why is this complaining? Yeah, it's not complaining now.
Right.
Did you leave them the same? Oh, so much for you not having another one.
Well, she can have one more.
Daddy says she can have one more, but I want a paw. Give me a paw. Good girl. Right, this is a tripe stick. Tripe stick, Daddy. Tripe stick for me. Come on. Lovely. Oh, you right, lucky
now
girl.
Now you can subtly bear.
There's a bit here. She can subtly bear when she's had this bit. Let's say hello to everybody. No,
she's
I'm
molting
busy eating.
All over the place.
I know she is. Her fur's falling out in clumps.
You
now settle
you've
down.
You've got a white dog.
Got a white carpet now to go with her. Oh, does it matter? Do you know, people have got far too much of an opinion for my liking.
Yep.
Yep. Oh, I've actually done my essay ahead of time. As Renee pointed out yesterday, I was a little bit on the death, wasn't I? It's all sorted ahead of time. Not published it yet, but I'm getting there. Got to get it into the system and highlight things in bold, and then I'm sorted. Right, I have somewhere to put the songs. So, next job, need to go find the songs. At which point, guarantee you, I'll take bets on this, I guarantee you, without exception, it will kick me out. It does every week. It kicks me out either on a Friday night when I'm trying desperately to get into by after hours, or on a Saturday trying to get into by request. So let's see what happens today. Right, by request. Click on the spreadsheet. And we've flunked you out. Not yet. Not yet.
Come on.
Oh, 1985.
Good girl.
Oh, good choices, Mike. I'm liking that. Apart from the fact the formatting's to cock, but apart from that...
Lisa sent hers in, I'll stick that in.
Ooh, let me have a look what we've got. Was the one at number 5 from 1985? Oh, it was, wasn't it?
Yeah, I checked.
Oh, good grief. Very interesting. But I'm particularly loving the first three that are yours. So I'll get those in.
Yeah, I changed the third one.
I just thought it was a bit slow. Okay. We want something that's alive and rocking and representative of 1985. I'm sure Dee'll have some suggestions. But I'm particularly liking the first three. They do represent 1985 very, very well. Are we saying why we're playing that first one?
Yeah.
Oh, good, that's fine.
That's why I put it in there.
Did Elaine just say... Did I say a bad word? I don't think it was that bad a word. I've said worse. Trust me on that, I've said worse. Oh, the bridge is shipped. Can't wait to see it, Deb. Oh, Tracy wanted to be in the Sea Scouts. Wasn't old enough. Oh, no. And then in Exeter, there weren't any. I don't think they're as common, are they, as the guides and the scouts. But I always felt that the scouts had more fun than the guides. The guides was like, let's bake some cakes. And I'm like, no, let's not. So I was in it about 5 minutes. Seriously, I was in it 5 minutes. The Army Cadets were the TA. You did the ATC, which was the RAF side. Love the planes. I think they're always, when they come along, you know you're not going to have any problems with them. Whereas with some of them, like the Brownies, you know, that before you know it, they're having a cake fight. But the ones from the Sea Scouts were amazing. Absolutely amazing. Tracy was in the Brownies, but hated the faffing around. Oh, no, I didn't do the Brownies, but I did do the guides. But there was a lot of faffing around in the guides. I know there's like the guide handbook, and there was the badges that you could do. And some people made it like their life's ambition to get every single badge. But the actual meetings themselves, directionless, I would say, with the ones that we went to. Renee bought a good-to-go box at Lidl. Stuff they need to get rid of. €3, an aubergine, what's this one, an iceberg lettuce, pound of tomatoes, 2 big apples, carrots and coriander. I don't know if we have those here, because they've not been out for that long. You learned camping and woodmanship skills. No, we didn't do that either. There was a camping badge, obviously, but that's what I'm saying, it wasn't really organised enough to that you could look forward to it, you know, and think, you know, I'm going to enjoy going out for like a yomp or away for the weekend. There was nothing like that, nothing at all. The nearest we got to it was stuff like, let's bake a cake, and we'd do that together. And it's like, really? Yeah, you don't want to go, do you? Oh, what have you found? She's found Mummy's feather duster. I could play with you with that. Get your chicken. Get chicken. I'm as hot as you are, girl. Trust me, I am. And don't eat those labels, because they're Mummy's. No, I don't know what they're doing on the floor either. I'll rescue them and play with you. Right, just a minute. There we go. All your space now. You happy? She's very warm. She's almost as warm as I am. Camping is so much fun. Well, Renee, no. Went camping once, never again. Never, ever again. If you go camping, Dee, don't do it the way we did it. It was 1977, which in this country was Silver Jubilee of the Queen. So we got an extra bank holiday. So Mum and Dad decided, well, no, actually, to be quite precise, Dad decided, because Mum said it wouldn't end well, and she was quite right. Dad decided we'd go camping because he didn't like hotels. He didn't like, well, he was a smoker for a start, so he didn't like having to constantly go outside to smoke. So he just, oh, let's get a caravan, let's get a motorhome, let's go camping. That Dad's was like freedom. That was his idea of freedom. So that was what we did. I think it was only for a week. And this was one of our earlier attempts at a catastrophic holiday. It wasn't the first one. The first one, I think, was when Dad put his hand through the window and ended up in A&E. But no, it was possibly the second one. And the tent ended up on fire and I ended up in the burns unit for 2 months. So, yeah, camping. No, never, ever again. Mike will never suggest that to me, will you?
No.
No. No, camping, not to be recommended. If you're going camping, don't go camping with my father. Which will be quite easy now, because he's long gone. But when he suggested it, Mum was like, I don't fancy this. I'll do it, you know, but I don't fancy this. I was pretty ambivalent, I suppose. But a nice hotel would have been nice. Anyway, once he set fire to the tent, and the three of us as well, that was it. There was no more let's go in a tent or a caravan or anything else either. We're going into a hotel, and if you don't like it, you can do the other thing. So it worked out all right in the end. Oh, dear. Ray went camping with the parents every year. Best time of your life. Ah, well, he clearly didn't set the tent on fire. You're doing it all wrong, Renee. No, actually, I think we did it all wrong. I think you're doing it right. Dee says, I'm so hot. Wearing almost nothing and still so hot. Oh, my. Is that TMI, Dee? But it's 1985, so you'll be fine. Two more minutes. Oh, Tracy said they learned to whittle and how to pitch a tent. Dig a trench for drainage. You could have taken my dad with you. How to light a fire with one match and artificial starter. Oh, it sounds fabulous. That is what I would love to do. There's the title for the show. Put an ice cube in your bra. Lola says she wants a bra. Right, well, we're going to head over to Brooklands very soon. So, for the moment, I will say goodnight from me.
And goodnight from me.
We'll both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.